What if I told you that your stunning design portfolio matters less than your ability to read a profit and loss statement? The fashion industry sells a seductive fantasy, sketching beautiful garments, draping luxurious fabrics, watching models glide down runways in your creations. Yet behind every Instagram-worthy runway moment lies a brutal truth. Fashion is business first, art second. Even Karl Lagerfeld, fashion royalty himself, admitted that ultimately it's about selling clothes. The statistics are sobering. While half of all small businesses collapse within their first year, fashion ventures face even grimmer odds. Less than 1% achieve lasting success. Industry legends like Isaac Mizrahi, John Galliano, and Michael Kors have all weathered spectacular failures. Even Perwenza Schuler, despite critical acclaim and placement in 80 high-profile stores with over $6 million in wholesale volume, didn't expect profitability until after 5 years. This isn't meant to discourage, it's meant to prepare you. Because the designers who survive aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the ones who understand that every beautiful garment must answer to the bottom line. Prepare to sacrifice everything you thought you knew about work-life balance. Successful fashion entrepreneurship means 12-hour days, 7-day weeks, with actual designing consuming less than 10% of your time. The rest? Negotiating with suppliers, managing cash flow, chasing payments from retailers, fixing production disasters, and somehow finding energy to network at industry events. You'll need substantially more money than anticipated, militant self-discipline, and the psychological flexibility to be simultaneously tough-minded and creatively sensitive. The industry's darker aspects, design theft, non-payment, cutthroat competition, require thick skin without compromising artistic sensitivity. Yet many find this path deeply fulfilling. Shoe designer Kristen Lee calls it extremely gratifying to do exactly what you set out to do, despite the odds. The survival key? Work for someone else first. Donna Karan worked for Anne Klein, Marc Jacobs for Perry Ellis, Narciso Rodriguez for both Donna Karan and Calvin Klein. Vera Wang spent 16 years at Ralph Lauren. You build essential knowledge, connections, reputation, and capital while getting paid to learn. Before spending a dollar on fabric, write your own comprehensive business plan. Michael Spalding spent 6 months crafting his 100-page plan before launching Gunmetal. Sandy Dellal took a year. This forces you to think through the entire process, researching pattern makers and factories, planning sales steps, calculating expenses before they blindside you. Cover company overview, target customer, competition, operations, and realistic financial projections. Consult a lawyer about your legal structure and choose a memorable, timeless company name that reflects your collection's attitude. Consider using a business name rather than your own to maintain a low profile while making inevitable early mistakes. Here's what fashion schools rarely teach. Talented designers often fail without strong business partners. The designer-business partner relationship is crucial. Yves Saint Laurent had Pierre Berger. Marc Jacobs has Robert Duffy. Major retailers like Saks Fifth Avenue specifically seek this combination when reviewing new designers. Find partners through industry networking, former executives, factory contacts, MBA graduates specializing in fashion. Formalize everything with legal agreements specifying roles, decision authority, profit sharing, and exit strategies. Starting costs vary wildly. Calvin Klein began with $10,000 in 1968, Derek Lam with $380,000 in 2002. Though industry professionals suggest 1 to 5 million, many start with far less. Nanette Lepore began with a $5,000 loan, Twinkle with $900 in yarn. The real killer isn't the initial investment, it's cash flow management. Money constantly flows out for supplies, rent, and marketing, while income arrives sporadically when retailers eventually pay. The timing is brutal. Fall 2009 expenses begin in late 2008, but payment arrives September 2009, 9 months later, when you're already funding spring 2010 samples. This cash flow mismatch destroys more fashion businesses than bad designs ever could. Financial discipline demands sacrifice. Most designers work from tiny apartments for several seasons. Duree from her parents' dry cleaning basement, Anna Sue from her apartment throughout the 1980s. Sample creation drains budgets fast. If you have $8,000, don't spend $8,001. Use your own resources first. Designers run tighter businesses when their money's at stake. Friends and family follow, though mixing money with relationships changes everything. Eventually, you'll need outside financing, but investors don't invest based on design genius. They invest based on your ability to sell increasing quantities while managing cash flow. Banks only lend against orders, not potential. Product development requires balancing design integrity with commercial viability, what designer Wenlin Shia calls hitting both the creative and the commercial. Have a specific target customer in mind, what they eat, where they live, what they drive, how they spend their day. Michael Kors called his Michael line Carpool Couture for fashion-conscious soccer moms. Specificity doesn't limit your market. Attempting to please everyone results in pleasing no one. Reid Krakoff spent a year and a half or 2 years of really flailing around before defining Coach's accessible luxury. Ralph Lauren has mastered telling one cohesive story across all products for 40 years. Everything fits his all-American, upper-class lifestyle image. Start small. Saks prefers quality over quantity. 10 strong pieces beat 20 mediocre ones. Many successful labels build on one exceptional item, the Chaikin pant, James Peirce t-shirt, Diane von Furstenberg wrap dress, or Kate Spade's simple nylon bag. Fabric selection is both aesthetic and business decision. Suppliers require minimum orders, typically 300 yards, with lead times of 4 to 8 weeks. Fabric can consume 30% of seasonal costs, so pair expensive materials with simple designs to maintain reasonable retail prices. Production transforms ideas into reality, but finding an excellent pattern maker is crucial. They catch design, construction, and material problems before they become costly disasters. Expert patterns determine fit, often why items don't sell. Quality pattern makers charge $50 to $75 per hour, with budgets typically $500 to $1,000 per new style. For beginners, domestic production is highly advisable. Direct oversight maintains quality standards and scheduling, while offering faster delivery, reduced piracy risk, and face-to-face negotiations. Select your factory well before your first sale season. This critical relationship requires trust. Some owners care deeply about quality and your success, while others just want payment. When meeting representatives, assess their expertise with your materials, in-house versus subcontracted services, delivery reliability, and quality control processes. Quality control is your ultimate responsibility at every stage. Regardless of factory errors, you bear the consequences when products fail. Customers return items, stores charge them back, and neither gives second chances. Designer Nicole Miller absorbed the loss when beads popped off an entire Saks Fifth Avenue sweater shipment. Inspect everything personally, establish clear standards, and build buffer time for fixing problems before shipping. Designers who focus on selling stay in business. Wholesaling to retail stores offers the best route for new designers. Start with small boutiques. They offer flexible terms, share risk equitably, and rarely demand markdown money. Before contacting buyers, visit Target stores to study layouts, merchandise, and customers. When you secure a meeting, be concise and demonstrate how your product fills a market void. Only accept orders you can realistically deliver. Rebecca Taylor nearly went bankrupt after shipping to 26 Saks Fifth Avenue doors in her first season. The resulting chargebacks were devastating. On-time delivery is crucial. Collections sell best in their first weeks on the floor. Late deliveries risk cancellation or chargebacks. After delivery, support sales by visiting stores, training staff, and gathering feedback. Press coverage can drive demand, but prioritize sales over PR. Isaac Wizrahi's business collapsed despite significant media coverage. Behind runway glamour lies harsh reality. shows often contribute to financial ruin. Presentations or installations are better alternatives. For established designers with $1 to $4 million in annual sales, licensing allows you to lease your brand name for royalties while manufacturers handle production costs. In an industry where 99% fail, the 1% who succeed treat their art like a business and their business like an art.